me a ho if you got your funky bus fare.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, I have a question. How do you usually plan and travel? Do you like to travel DIY, like the do-it-yourself type style? Or do you like for someone else to make all the arrangements, take care of all the details, and handle everything while you're on the trip? And if you like the latter, then that means you want to take a tour. And I had a chance to speak with Terry Dale with the USTOA, which is the U.S. Tour Operators Association, about exactly what are tours, because sometimes we think of them as being kind of old-fashioned or old-school, but they're not. They're great. So let's give a listen to Terry Dale.
Well, first of all, thank you for the invitation. It's great to spend some time with you today. I think historically, the T word that I like to call it, kind of got this reputation of being bus prison. And oh my goodness, I'm going to be on a bus with 40 strangers for 7 days and seven nights, and it's going to be disastrous. The reality is, the experience has evolved so much that it now is a flexible itinerary. It can be a group of 12 people. It can be a group of 40 people. So it can be whatever size you want to make it, and it can be whatever shape you want to make it, because today's tour operators take input from you. Where and what do you want to see? They've got the access to the right people, local people who make things really come alive that you couldn't as a solo traveler create on your own. So it really, when you ask what is the definition of a tour, it's almost there isn't. It's really, what are you looking for? And then I can guarantee you that within our United States Tour Operators Association, we have members who have already packages perfect for you. And so I hesitate to try and give a concrete definition, because the sky's the limit. You can really have whatever you want. And I also want to point out, at the price point you're looking for too. So you can spend as little or as much. It really runs the gamut. And we have members who work very effectively on small budgets or large budgets. So someone should never be intimidated about what they have to invest in a travel experience. I would always just say, make sure you invest in a good travel agent, travel counselor, travel advisor, whatever you want to call him or her, because they are your best investment. And they will help match you to the perfect tour.
That's what I was just going to ask. So is that the first step then, that maybe we should find that travel professional, like the tour, like the travel agent, that will find the perfect tour company for us so that it does match what we want to do?
Yeah.
Because I love this idea of being able to create our own tour.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's absolutely critical to have a travel professional guide you, because the reality is, you can spend months researching online, and there is valuable research to be had online. But how I respond after I start doing any kind of research, my eyes get glazed over, I get confused. So to have a travel expert, you know, listen to what you like and dislike, what your budget is, they'll ask all the right questions, and then they'll guide you to several different options. We're all time deprived. So it's like to have somebody cut through all of the noise that is out there, to me is just an invaluable friend and partner to have.
I agree with you, because you're right. I mean, the field is just swamped with all of these opportunities, which is great for us, but we do need a little bit of help navigating through that, because there are so many options. You don't want to match that perfect tour with the perfect group that wants to go on it.
Yeah.
So tell me this, if we look at demographics, who do you guys find to be the group that is really taking tours? Is there a specific demographic, or is it across the board?
It's a very good question. But it's across the board, and here's why. It really depends on the destination. So, you know, because some destinations are more attractive to the millennials, and some are a little more attractive to the boomers. So the demographic of our members really depends on where they specialize. If you are predominantly in the space of a guided, escorted vacation, it tends to skewer a little older, you know, 50 and above, which I am, and so I refuse to call it older. I think it's youngish.
I'm right there with you.
So, but the guided escorted market will be a little closer to the baby boomer demographic. But then the, you know, the FIT, the customized packages can be millennials all the way up to the baby boomers. So it really runs the gamut, but a lot of it depends on, you know, where you're going and what you're doing. And if you're ziplining in Costa Rica, you're probably going to see a few younger folks in that millennial age category.
I agree with you on that one. Now, you mentioned FIT, so can you tell our listeners exactly what FIT is?
Well, this is an individual travel experience, but I have to tell you, I've been in the industry so long that it's been called so many different things, it confuses me. So, I mean, I've heard foreign individual traveler, freedom, so on and so forth. But it's really an individual package for an individual traveler or two people, but it's that's kind of what it is.
And does that still fall within the tour category?
Yes. In fact, what's interesting is that over 50% of all of our sales are within the FIT market. And most people assume that because in our name we have the word tour, that we're predominantly that guided, escorted market. But in reality, FIT is the largest of our membership. And there's a lot of growth around that market, too. So you'll continue to see it strong.
Sounds great to me. Now, 2016, we just arrived at 2016. So do you see any trends for 2016? Or are things about the same? Or just what's going on?
Well, I think one trend that makes our jobs harder is the new operating norm that we live in today. So whether it's geopolitical events, Mother Nature flexing her muscle, terrorism happening any and everywhere. So the new norm, the new trend is every day the travel industry is waking up and facing very different dynamic critical challenges. But all the more reason, again, to have that travel agent, to have the tour operator, because they're your safety net. That's one trend, but not necessarily the best one to start off talking about, to be quite truthful, because it sounds a little doom and gloom. But clearly, multi-generational travel, we're seeing more and more baby boomers who want to take their kids and their grandkids, because a memory is the greatest gift you can give any of your grandchildren and children. So multi-generational travel will continue to grow. Adventure travel continues to be hot. I hesitate when I say adventure because it's one of those words like luxury. It really depends on how you define it.
Exactly.
For me, walking around my Brooklyn neighborhood is adventure travel. But to others, no, that's just walking around New York City. Yeah. So, but adventure. And I think, you know, it's more about the authentic, immersive experience that continues to really be high on people's desire. You know, you want to feel like you've really lived like a local. You want to rub shoulders with people who call this place home. And you want to leave there really feeling like you've captured the essence of it. So I think that whole immersive experience is another trend. And then Cuba, you know, Cuba is just hot. And with the Obama administration over a year ago announcing their desire to normalize relations with Cuba, just only made it skyrocket. And it came out number one on our annual list of emerging destinations. So it's definitely going to be talked about in light of a political campaign as well.
And I love this idea of the multi-generational travel as well. And tours are perfect because I would think that's a great way to make sure everyone gets a little bit of something that they want.
Right. And again, to plan something like that on your own, unless you are extremely good and patient and thorough, who wants the headache? You know, allow a tour operator to do it for you. And I guarantee you, you'll feel like you made the right choice.
Well, you've spent quite a bit of time chatting with me, so I know you have a busy schedule here today at the New York Times Travel Show. But one last question. Can you describe a little bit about what your organization does?
Yes.
Just so we understand exactly what you guys do.
Yes. So the United States Tour Operators Association is 44 years old. We're the trade organization for tour operators and package travel. And I'm, at the end of the day, the face and voice of the industry in Washington, D.C. So as they consider regulations, we want to make sure that those regulations don't cripple our industry and that they understand the unintended consequences that some of their regulations may have. And then we do a lot of marketing initiatives too to try and educate not only the travel agent but the consumer about who our members are and the amazing experiences that they create.
I couldn't agree more. You're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.